we now come to the final segment. Great. We have the Executive Secretary of the Secretariat, Patricia Espinosa. I think we should have a round of applause for ourselves.
Hello, thank how are you? You?
Thank you very well. Please. Has it been a good afternoon? Yes, please. I shall sit over here. So this is just the two of us. Great. We have had a fantastic discussion, great insight. So I want to give the floor to you. Shoki Dasanao, you're very busy. It's been a hectic day.
Yes.
Go ahead, please. Over to you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for your engagement, your dedication, your contributions. I'm sure that the process will really benefit a lot from all your contributions. And I want to start by thanking the Adaptation Committee for your dedicated work in organizing this meeting. This discussion strengthens the foundation on which the world can now build resilient societies that thrive in the face of impacts. The mandate for this technical expert meeting comes from the recognition that all parties, and therefore many people, will benefit if we identify opportunities for strengthening adaptation and seize those opportunities in implementation. Now that the Paris Agreement has entered into force and 146 countries, today Nigeria ratified, so now we are 146, have ratified the agreement, cooperation and capacity for action is more important than ever. Early action must be our priority. Build resilience, reduce vulnerabilities, and implement. This is what will determine our ability to deliver on the global adaptation goal established in Paris. Early action also acts on the urgent need to protect the lives and livelihoods of people throughout the developing world and enhance the well-being of all people. This meeting provides a platform to align sustainable development and reduction of disaster risk with adaptation efforts under our process. It is an opportunity to further the integrated approach that nations have expressed interest in. I heard support for this approach clearly at the General Assembly special session on climate change and sustainable development goals in March in New York. It is also an opportunity to foster the culture of prevention in line with the vision of Secretary General Guterres. The Deputy Secretary General, Amina Mohammed, said just a few days ago in her address to our meeting that there are direct intrinsic links between the Paris Agreement, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, and the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction. Simply put, the more we adapt to climate change, the better prepared we are for disasters and the closer we get to sustainable development. And the more lives also, I would say, we save. This morning I was in a press conference and I was asked, what are the worst effects of climate change? And my answer was really the loss of lives. And we know that the effects of climate change are really causing loss of lives all over the world. So in this era of implementation of the Paris Agreement, we must integrate these agendas and establish strong linkages between the processes to deliver results on the ground. This meeting underscores the fact that reducing disaster risk and promoting sustainable development holds great potential to lift people out of poverty, increase equity, and also ensure economic and social growth that does not harm other people or the planet. As population growth increases, pressure on energy, housing, mobility, security, and employment also rises. We must fulfill this potential by supporting adaptation in all countries. Policymakers can address these long-term challenges through action now. Progress is already being made because integration of the three agendas is practical. At this technical expert meeting, we saw some of these avenues of integration. A risk management approach that brings together the three agendas, using the power of data to build resilience, reduce risk, and track progress, packaging existing information for practical use, and work in this process and in local governments and communities. I welcome this sharing of experiences as a way to inspire and encourage more countries to step up their adaptation efforts and seek cooperative opportunities. We heard from governments, stakeholders, and practitioners who are right now using climate action to meet the needs of people who face climate-charged disaster. And we heard how it can benefit communities through opportunities opened by sustainable development. For example, in Brazil, the Center for Climate Intelligence for Agriculture will promote sustainability, reduce disaster risk, and help farmers. Egypt will use data from their ongoing effort to combat land degradation, which protect ecosystems and livelihoods as a starting point for integrated action. And in the Pacific, a joint national action plan will help communities on the front lines of sea level rise and saltwater intrusion. Transformation is not just possible. It is already happening. This is what the attempts are about. The action presented here is excellent, but we must do more. We must turn all commitments into action. We must transform reality on the ground. This will only happen if we take what has been shared and learned here and in all the technical expert meetings and put it into practice in the real world. This is our mandate. Collaboration between governments looking for effective adaptation strategies and experts with real-world experience is incredibly important. The Secretariat remains committed to further this conversation. We are supporting the work of the high-level climate champions. We will also share the outcome of the TEMS with the Sustainable Development and Disaster Risk Reduction communities. Next week, I will attend the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction to highlight our shared challenge and our shared opportunity to improve the lives of so many. So these meetings put us on the path to the vision outlined in Paris. This meeting has shown us how that path can benefit communities in need and the most vulnerable. We must work quickly now to move the world towards climate-safe and sustainable development, where peace and prosperity flourish and opportunity is open to all. I thank you very, very much for your contribution, and I look forward to continuing this very valuable work, especially now that we are in the process of implementation of the Paris Agreement. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you so much for that intervention and all the very best next week as you head to Cancun. We're quite excited. We've had fantastic discussions this couple of days, and I'm just going to summarize fairly quickly before you leave. We were very fortunate to get quite amazing engagement in this couple of days, but what we do realize is that actually there is more agreement than any disagreement, actually, on the levels of integration. We have to integrate, and that is really imperative. And what also came out was that we have to bear in mind that, seriously, we've had this amazing conversation about post-2015 discussions, and already we're seeing examples at the country level. And we're already seeing, we heard from examples from Brazil, from Egypt, from Trinidad and Tobago, incredible examples from Japan. I mean, such a wide spectrum of examples of what actually is happening at the national levels, and many more. But also what also is of benefit for the governments, we also heard from funding mechanism. We had an intervention from the Africa Development Bank that is talking about this adaptation benefit mechanism as a funding mechanism for African countries. We've heard from the Green Climate Fund. We also heard from the GCF, really pledging commitments to make sure that, you know, NAPs and obviously the element of integration is taken into consideration through these processes and funding mechanisms. I think what was also very clear was that everyone has to be involved. We cannot afford to leave anyone behind, as you rightly point out. So in terms of way forward, the next steps, this technical expert meeting really has agreed, and through its sort of technical examination of what's happening at the national level, what's happening at the sub-national level, there's two important things that have come out of it. So the outcomes of our discussion, we have agreed that will be integrated in a technical paper. And if you have any additional input, I know that this is just a representation of a really much bigger constituency. Please share them with us on that email on the screen. And also we're going to do a summary for policymakers that will come out of this expert meeting that will be shared with government representative, and obviously serve as an input to COP23 in a few months. I think one thing that really was evident in our conversations today is that we are all agents of change. And so I would like to encourage you that since you're actually representing governments, representing civil society, you're representing your local communities, please share the outcomes of this discussion with them. And also I want to take sort of say special thanks to the youth constituency. Some are represented in this room. We're very much engaged in the last couple of days, and we just want to acknowledge that we've received your input. Thank you. And lastly, I just want to remind everybody that your presence alone in this meeting just demonstrates how we cannot fail the world. We cannot fail the vulnerable communities that we're trying to actually support. And really, we're working towards a common responsibility for this planet that we call home, this one planet. Thank you so much, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. For those of you traveling back home, safe travels. It's been exciting, but it doesn't end here. Please send your input to that email. Thank you.